All right, so I've been thinking about where to actually start with Bitcoin, and I keep coming back to the same moment, late 2008, because the timing is everything here.
It really is. And the key idea is that Bitcoin didn't appear in a vacuum. It showed up at the exact moment when trust in the global banking system was collapsing. That context shapes everything about what it is.
So walk me through it. What was actually happening in the financial world that made someone sit down and write a 9-page document that would change everything?
Banks had taken on enormous risk, and when it unraveled in 2008, governments stepped in with massive bailouts. Taxpayers were essentially covering the losses of institutions that had gambled badly. There was real fury about that.
And right into that moment, on October 31st, 2008, Halloween, of all days, someone calling themselves Satoshi Nakamoto posts a paper to a cryptography mailing list.
A peer-to-peer electronic cash system. 9 pages. Remarkably concise for something that proposed a completely new financial architecture.
9 pages. That's it?
That's it. And the central problem it was trying to solve was what's called the double spending problem. How do you stop someone from spending the same digital money twice without a bank in the middle keeping score?
Right, because with physical cash, if I hand you a bill, I don't have it anymore. But digital files can be copied. So the traditional fix was always let a bank track it.
Exactly. Think of every online payment you've ever made. There's always a trusted third party, a bank, PayPal, a card network, sitting between the two people in the transaction, verifying that the money exists and hasn't been spent already.
So what Satoshi proposed was removing that middleman entirely. But how? If there's no central record keeper, who stops fraud?
That's the elegant part. The solution was a distributed ledger, a record of every transaction shared across thousands of computers simultaneously. No single point of control, no single point of failure. The network itself becomes the trusted third party.
So not X controlled by one institution, but Y verified by everyone collectively. That's a genuinely different model.
A fundamentally different model. And Satoshi didn't just theorize it. On January 3, 2009, the first Bitcoin block was mined, what's called the Genesis block, or Block Zero. It had no previous block to reference because it was the first one ever.
And this is where it gets almost poetic. There's a message hidden inside that block.
Embedded in the Genesis block's Coinbase parameter was a headline, "The Times 03/Jan 2009 Chancellor on brink of second bailout for banks." That's a real front-page article from the Times UK, published that same day.
So Satoshi literally stamped the reason for Bitcoin's existence into its foundation. That's not accidental.
Not even slightly. It's a timestamp proving the block wasn't pre-mined before that date, but it's also a statement, a critique. The system being built was a direct response to the system that headline described.
Now, the identity question, because everyone asks it, who actually was Satoshi Nakamoto?
Still unknown. Satoshi is a pseudonym. The person or group behind it communicated through the mailing list and early forums, then gradually went silent. No verified identity has ever emerged. For our listener trying to make sense of this, that mystery is actually part of the story. Bitcoin was designed to not need its creator.
The takeaway from all of this, I think, is that Bitcoin's origin isn't just technical, it's ideological. It was built to answer a specific failure, centralized trust, at the exact moment that failure was most visible.
A 9-page paper, published on Halloween 2008, proposed replacing centuries of banking infrastructure with math and a shared ledger. Whether that vision has been realized is a much bigger conversation, but the foundation was laid right there, in that moment of crisis.